Hello, this 5 minutes of the prophetess, Psalm 91, episode 279. And our scripture is still Psalm 91, 11 and 12. And you know, we personalize Psalm 91. So what are you going to say? For he has given his angels charge over me. For he has given his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. They bear me up in their hands, lest I dash my foot against a stone. Oh, hallelujah. This is your story. This is the story of your life. God has given his angels charge over you. And you believe it, and you not just only believe, but you say it with your mouth. And in saying it with your mouth, you are activating it. You are activating it, and the angels are working, and they keep working for you, and they are making sure that you are secured, and everything about you, your family, is secured. He's giving these angels charge over you. So, happy holidays still. By God's grace, we are coming to the end of the year. So we're looking at the Christmas story and the angelic work and all that they did. So we're going to Matthew now. And the story is so beautiful. Matthew chapter 1. So now the birth of Jesus was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So what I read was Matthew 1, 18, from 18. Okay, so one of the things I want you to look at is that God selected a woman who was already espoused. Listen, God selected a woman who was already espoused. She was engaged to another, Joseph. And when Joseph was ready to marry her, then he found out that she was pregnant. Now the lesson here is this. Why didn't God just choose a virgin who was not occupied? A virgin who had nobody to marry her. There were so many virgins in the land. So many of them. Not like this time. Bishop Doug, my father, he normally says that if it was this time, this modern time, that God was looking for a virgin, he would have to search for a long time. But there are no more virgins. And it is only Virgin Atlanta, Atlantic, and all those airplanes that have virgin names, but no more human beings. I mean, this is just a joke. It's not really serious. But you know, he's talking about the state in which we find ourselves. That many people, especially active women, before they are teenagers. It's so sad, but. But in those times, there were a lot of virgins. Why will God just select somebody who was already occupied? Somebody says, I'm engaged to this person. This is the one I want to marry. Why did God select somebody who was already occupied? It's amazing. A lot of people feel that because I am so busy, I am so busy, God has not chosen me, selected me. God selects young people who have just finished school or in school and they have nothing doing. They are the ones. But look at me, I'm a CEO. Look at me, I am somebody very important. I'm a governor. I'm in charge of various companies. You know, I'm the busiest woman ever. There is nobody who's as busy from my morning till evening. I'm occupied. My dear, you are the one God has selected. Listen, I say, you are the one. I'm busy. You are the one. I have a lot of work to do. You are the one. I have so much to do. You are the one. You are the one God has selected. So if on this earth, you occupy yourself with all these businesses and you do not have any business with God, you'll be amazed that when you go to heaven, God will open the books and show you what you were supposed to do. Oh my God, I'm occupied. Oh God, but I'm the owner of this company that deals with ship, and every day people have to look after people's shipments, and from morning till evening my phone is ringing. I'm too busy. Oh, I'm too busy. Hey, you are too busy. You are too busy. You are the one. You are the one. God says, I have selected to use for my glory. I have selected. So if Joseph said, no, this one, I cannot take it. I cannot take it. I have already said I'm going to marry this girl. Why should God select the one who is occupied? He should rather select one of these girls who is free. No. It is the one who is already occupied that God is selecting. So please, if you've been so busy, you have no time for God, no time for his work, no time for anything but what you are doing secularly, then I want to tell you that you are on the wrong road. It's the wrong road, because the road that God is the path God has given to you is that you, first and foremost, he is your priority. First and foremost, he is your priority. So please, make time for him, and he should have the best of the time. He should have the most important part. He will not occupy anything that is giving the bottom. He is first. He is first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. First. First is always first. Hallelujah. I believe that God has spoken to you. And from today, you are going to change your priorities. No matter how occupied you are, you remember. You remember, God selected a woman who was already occupied. You're blessed by